21.1 The Wiz, Cincinnati's only hip-hop and R&B station. You're rocking out with Young Steph, holding you down with all the juicy gossip. Right now, I'm chilling with Cincinnati's very own Silver Karis. What's going on, girl?
Oh, nothing much. You know, working as usual.
You working? You working on making these male rappers mad? Like, you're one of the only artists in the Natty that's going pretty far with their career, and you got a lot of male rappers mad at you right now.
You know, I don't want to say that they're mad. I've got a lot of artists that are happy for me, and, you know, but I don't really want to throw no shade like that.
But check this out, man. We're going to get straight to the point, right? You know, I keep in touch with you. You keep in touch with me. You know what I mean? I'm on MediaTakeout.com. The first thing on the website is homeboy Stevie J and you.
Stevie.
Kissing Stevie J on the neck. And it says while he's palming that.
Hold on, look.
What's going on?
Technically, I was not kissing him. My lips never was touching him. They are not touching him. If you look at the picture zooming in, everybody got iPhones and stuff zooming in. I was not kissing him. But he was here in Cincinnati at the Upscale, and I was there as well. And, you know, we took a couple pictures. Okay. And, you know, I guess they just, you know, the media do what they want to do. I guess they, like, try to put two and two together, like, oh, he's with an artist, and he's Stevie, and I guess doing something for him. If nothing is going on with me and him at this moment.
At this moment? Oh, okay. I guess we got to see what happens in the future. But tell me this, Silver Karis, are you still CMG?
I'm CMG forever.
Straight up. Because you know what I mean? MediaTakeout.com, it had like DVJ's new artist, and I was real confused about that. Like, I didn't know if.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm CMG forever. CMG is always going to be me. Like, that's where I came in into the you know, the music industry with. That's who I came with. That's who is always going to be homie.
Okay, now tell me this, Silver Karis. Did you get any contact info from Stevie J when you met him?
We are in contact.
Okay, so tell me this. I just got to ask you. If he was to hit you up and say he wanted you in next season of Love & Hip Hop, what would you say?
Maybe he has. Okay. But I don't know. If I, you know, if I do something like that, it can't. I refuse to be, you know, a part of a drama situation. You know, as long as the situation makes me look good, then I will be a part of it.
Most definitely, man. You're doing your thing. I salute you, man. Silver Karis rocking out with Young Steph right here on The Wiz. I got another thing. Like, it's like you're all over the internet. You're all over the television. I just seen you on the news for tax fraud. What's the deal with that?
You know, 2009, I committed that crime, you know. At that time, I was a single mother. I just, you know, the situation had, like, kind of stumbled upon me. You know, it had started off as an accident, and then, you know, it just went from there. I did what I did. I stepped up to the plate, accepted it, got it out the way. You know, the Lord blessed me with probation. You know, shout out to your honorable Judge Weber. And so now he's giving me, you know, a second chance to keep my life together and do what I got to do.
Are you still allowed to travel, go on tour and
yes,
everything?
I'm allowed to travel, you know, for my music. I'm allowed to do anything that I need to do as far as my music. My judge made that clear. He wants me to keep pursuing my career.
Now, how do you feel about it being so public, though?
By this being so public and me being who I am, other people will look and say, oh, I'm not going to do that. I can get in trouble. It's becoming a popular crime. And then, so hopefully through me, people will like, take heed to what can happen, what comes behind that.
I know you just dropped the mixtape, BBO. Tell me about that.
Yeah, BBO, hosted by Bigger Rankin and DJ Dampy. Working that out right now. Got CM7, Gotti's mixtape for Dishonor coming out very soon. And I'm working on a new tape with DJ Scream.
Hashtag nice, DJ Scream coming up soon. Okay, tell me about that a little bit.
You know, I haven't really put that together yet. But me and him already have discussed about going in on a tape. That's going to probably be January or February. Right now, I'm focusing on pushing this BBO because it's fresh, you know, and I'm just grinding. I'm trying to get to where I want to be.
So I guess it's safe to say that you and Stevie J are not in a relationship.
We are not in a relationship. No. No. But that don't mean that we're not going to work together.
Oh, it sounds like we might be seeing you on Love & Hip Hop real soon, Silver. You got any shout-outs?
Shout-out to CMG. Shout-out to my BDO. Shout-out to my city. Shout-out to 101.1 The Wiz.